Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It really is a good morning. If you tuned in to the Global Vision for Living Today show, you better believe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a good morning. Whether you're sitting in a wheelchair, whether you're getting around on a cane or a pair of crutches, it's still a good day. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why on the Global Vision for Living Today. Our topic today is, what can I do to make my life worth living? So if you're even alive to even think about that question, what can I do? What can I do? Then that means it is a good morning for you to be alive to hear this information. It's obviously worth living if you made it this far. You probably don't have any realization of who you touched in your lifetime. You probably don't know of a child that has heard your kind words and is still walking and living on those words today. You might have an idea. If you're alive and you're up to listen to the Global Vision for Living Today, to get any kind of tip on how to go forward one more day, then yes, this is a good morning. And I know many have been stressing out all week about what they're hearing. Hey, let me tell you something. Have no fear. Have no fear. I'm going to say it a third time. Have no fear. There's nothing to be afraid about, because what you've probably been praying about, and your mother and your great-grandma, your grandpa, what they have been praying about, oh, higher power, creator God, let your will be done. His will is going to be done. He made a promise and his son made a promise that no matter what, no matter how many copycat gods have come into being because they did not create themselves, the Creator did not create himself. He always was and always will be. He did not create himself. So any other gods coming down through the pipeline, if they do not have any solutions on how you and I can make our life worth living, then they're not worth listening to. That's why you've made your way over to the Vision for Living Today show. Well, here, let's take this a step further. Is this life really worth living? Well, if I don't feel that way, why not? What can I do? This is what you can do. You can fall down on your knees, your hands and knees. And if you don't know the name of any God or creator or anyone who started this thing, some call it even the Big Bang Theory, you can say, whoever you are and whatever you are, help me. I was born for a purpose, and that is to worship and serve. See, we got this thing wrong. People think, oh, you know, I'm born, you know, I'm going to go to the schools, I'm going to have a good time in my teens, I'm going to get into college, I'm going to make a lot of money, I'm going to buy the biggest house I can find, and biggest car I can get into, and I'm going to use my wealth to buy the woman in the world that I can put my eyes on. People think that's it. No, let's back up. Let's back up to the very beginning. Go ye therefore and multiply in the earth. And those people were meant to worship and praise, whether they like it or not. Even the demons is praising Satan. These people, we, me, you, were created to worship and serve. Now, who we worship and serve, that gets to be our business without knowledge. But once you arrive and you look at all you have and all you have done, all you have purpose to do, you wonder, well, what is this all about? I got everything I want. I'm gorgeous. Hey, got money in the bank, got the best friends. What is wrong with me? I'm not feeling nothing. I'm not feeling fulfilled. I'm looking around all my wealth and glory. It ain't helping the next man or the next woman. It's not even sustaining me. Because now I want to know, what can I do to make my life worth living? It ain't worth living right now. Now I'm scared to death almost because of the coronavirus and all the crime in the earth, all the wickedness on full display, all of the satanic, sodomic, gomorrah in the earth. I'm scared. What do I do? And maybe I should be, whether I'm a believer in anything above my head or not. Something is happening. I mean, I can put my finger on it, but if I could, would that make my life worth living? I don't think so. Until we go all the way back, my daddy used to say, when you find yourself in trouble, when you find you have missed your life, go all the way back where you got off and get back on. We've got to put retrospect. What have I been doing the last 30 years, the last 50 years? What have I been doing the last 10? Can I be better, do better, act better, live better, cry better? I need some help. I need a fix because I don't think my life is worth living. When you fall down on your knees and ask for divine direction, you didn't have the world's direction, and you see the shape that you're in. I'm including myself in this. That's for divine direction. Hey, whatever and whoever you are, help me. You're going to get it. You don't have to know anything more than that. You woke up, there's nothing to do that's worth doing. Nothing to go see, nothing to hear, nobody to listen to help you, because you're in a slot right now if you don't know what you can do to make your life worth living. Get out of self. My daddy used to say, get out of self. I don't want to hear nothing about yourself. Come on out of self. And that's what we've got to do today. We can't help anybody. We can't even help ourselves. We got to get out of self. Come up out of self. Come up out of the graveyard of self. Self has nothing to offer because we were born to be led and to be guided and to be pushed along the way of life to do great things. And those great things involve helping others. But before we help us, making sure that we are right with the power source, got to plug that back in. We got to get right there. We then unplugged ourselves from the Creator. And now look at it. So I'm saying that all the problems we are faced with now is the human population. Throw the animal kingdom in there too. We have brought on ourselves because we have turned away from the power source. We've become unplugged. Yes, we've become unplugged. We need to look for that plug and find it. The wrong people are sashaying around in the world talking. Cannot extend their life by one cubit. Is nothing without a dollar bill in the bank. They're going about rearing their head because they are thinking that the way out is the way into the world. And you see that's not the case. There was an old ancient one. He says, no one is good upon the earth. No, not one. So first of all, we want to recognize that no matter what you do, anything you do is a filthy rag, disconnected from the Creator source. Let's go a step further. We need to know that this Creator force is alive and well. And He's expecting those that want to be right, live right, do right, have a life worth living, to connect with Him. And that's what this show is about today. We know for a fact that everything we have done, we see that there is no salvation in that. All the things that we call good works that we might have done, setting up in a church, sitting up in business meetings, sitting up in council meetings, sitting up in other countries, drinking fine Ducalac champagne, hasn't amounted to anything because we're right now in a time of judgment. And if you're going to make it worth living, you got to power up and power back into that source. You had the source. That source was with you in your mama's womb. Your source was there. And when you came out, you might not have had the direction that you felt you needed. You might not have been born into the best family that you thought you could have. You might not have had the best start in life. Wrong school, wrong college, wrong neighborhood, wrong country, wrong community. But right now, if you're listening to my voice, you can make your life worth living. Get back into the source. Reconnect. Oh, well, how do I do that? Right where you're at. Fall to your knees. And say, whoever and whatever you are, hear me, help me, hold me, lead me, guide me. Tell me something. Show me something. Lead me somewhere. Well, I know it's you, and it's you, and it's you, and it's you, only you. You, the source of life, the source of power. When you disconnect any electrical appliance from its connectivity, the electric source is dead. Well, by now we found out that we're dead. If this life isn't worth living, if it's not worth living, we're in trouble. We've been in trouble. But right now, you have an opportunity to soar. You don't have to run to a church to get there. Yes, we do need to assemble with righteous ones. But you got to make sure the righteous ones are there. You got to make sure the one talking from the pulpit is a righteous one. I know some churches, place of worship, you can't go in there if you're right. You can't stay there in them if you're right. If you really want to live a holy life, you can't assemble amongst them. And some of them, you're not going to be able to do it. They're so infested with demonology. Do you recognize any on the street corners? Do you see any of them going door to door? Do you see any of them going out two by two? Can't get them to do that. Some will sit and look gorgeous and pretty. They're not going nowhere. They're not going nowhere. Then they're not going to get out there on the street hungry to try to tell someone how they made it over. Most people need a testimony. Most people in between these doors, that's all they need. But the ones entrusted in charge with doing that is not doing that. And that's a problem. That's a big, 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 big problem. And we need to know that that's a problem that can be overcome. Whiskey man, rise up. Junkyard man, rise up. Prostituting woman, rise up. Tell God he was wrong and who and what he created it, when he created it. All y'all need to rise up. Rise up, heathen. Rise up, dope man. Rise up, drug addict. Rise up, lying thief. Rise up. Get on up. If you can't do nothing but stand, stand. Rise up. That's all you got to do. Let them see you standing on your two. Okay, well, let who see me? Who's supposed to be watching me? How you think you got here? Rolling around in somebody's stomach in an amniotic sac. Why you? Why you? Why her? Why you? Why him? Why you? And you made it 9 months on through the gutter, coming down through the opening. How that happened? You owe somebody. Mama may not have been all she could to you. So what? That's not your business. Your business. Come on out of there and stand. Look at the sky. Look into the ocean. Look at the world with wonderment. And as you walk through 2 years old, 5 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, taking note of something that you can believe in. Anything you can believe in, it can lead you. It can lead you out. It can lead you into joy. Yes, life is worth living when you take a new perspective. And when you look out into the world and you see all the suffering, put on the helmet, you of salvation. Get out of there and say, with what I know and what I have, I'm going to give it to you with a word of redemptive power. Yes, it's bad. It's looking gloomy. But there's four men riding, four men of the apocalypse. And one of them said, we're going to start with the pestilence. There's no way an entire world can be under an infection, a virus like this, within a few months period. Something else in charge is making sure that what his son died for, there was going to be a great payback. What two in a garden started and didn't finish, I didn't forget that. I see the offspring ain't doing what they were told to do, not living with a righteous purpose. Little money and some $1,000 worth of clothes on their back. Come on. Lower than dust. To turn on a creator God and call him. This is why our good friend has always made it his intention and his purpose to come and say a few words of wisdom each week. And most of you know you can call in if you want. I've given you the number 516-595-8267. You can call in, you can ask questions, but not for long, because the global vision for Living Today show has connected with the International Platform for Peace, and they have a very generous offer, because we recognize that talking is not going to get the job done. People have been talking for centuries. Here we are, our life on the line. May not be alive tomorrow. So we recognize, Colonel Harrison and I recognize that is not going to cut the mustard. That's not going to work. So the International Platform for Peace, of which he's the platform minister, heading up this platform along with others, we have an offer that you're not going to be able to refuse. This radio show is offering a copy of Colonel Harrison's book, The Answer to Civil Unrest. It's on Amazon.com for $19.95 through Kindle Inc. We're offering a beautiful T-shirt. It's just not an average T-shirt you can run by at Big Five. This is a prime cotton shirt with a beautiful logo on it. I'm not going to tell you what it is until you get it. We're offering also something that is unreal, a membership certificate in the International Platform for Peace. You're going to, for $100, become a suspending member. Isn't that something? No one can suspend you ever in your lifetime. of being on the International Platform for Peace Ambassador Board. You get to become a community ambassador, meaning you get tickets to everything that the Platform for Peace presents and the Global Vision for Living. You get special incentives, which I won't take your time of talking about it right now because we want to hear from Colonel Harrison. That isn't that something? Look at what you get. You know, a lot of people run in and run out of their organizations, and they never make nothing happen. Excuse after excuse. That's one reason why we're in the shape we're in now. But the Platform for Peace has been around for years. And now in 2020, you're going to, some are saying, well, we want to see you too, Dr. Cappuccino. Well, of course you are. If I'm on the show as the show host with Colonel Harrison, yes, you're going to see both of us. Now, I don't know, you know, what that's going to encounter, but you're going to see us take a bona fide stand. Either we'll stand or we won't even talk to you anymore because I said earlier, that's not going to get it. So we're working on outlines right now for our first July 2020 convention. It's going to be held there, I believe, in the D.C. metropolitan area. But you certainly will see Dr. Cappuccino. You'll be hearing her. And you'll certainly be hearing from our platform minister because we recognize that the great sage, he got out and he walked all around town. He walked all around town. And most people don't know, some over 30 years later, here comes Paul, who once was named Saul. He went out walking Judea, Samaria. He crossed the sea a numerous amount of times, shipwrecked, beaten. I don't know where his kids were or whatever, if he had any. I don't know anything about that right now because there's so many theologians out there trying to talk. And he wasn't alone. He had others on that ship. I mean, serious people do serious things. Serious people do serious things. So I want you to look for Harrison, Dr. Harrison, myself, and others who are going out. You know, women follow the apostles. Women follow the disciples. So we're not going to really get into that because we know it's a lot of envy and jealousy out there that we're going to have to cut down at its root. So we're serious people who are taking the international platform for peace serious and, of course, the global vision for living. You're going to hear more about that. But right now I'm going to bring Colonel Harrison on because he just got on here at another meeting that he had to go to. And you can hear my voice. I got kind of a raspy cold. So I'm heading for lemonade, but we want to bring him on the show because, as I said earlier, too many people are talking. They're putting promises out there that they know they can't fulfill. That's why people are falling like flies. And we know what the scripture says. You know, our moniker here is the Bible. I'm looking at a category of the Bible, visibility rated PG-13. So I'm not saying anything outrageous out of the way, but Colonel Harrison, give us an idea of what your plans are for 2020. Now that the virus is out there, more people are dying, and this morning the reports are so crazy I won't even repeat them. Just tune into your local news. But what do you have as the International Platform for Peace Minister? What do you have on your list of things to do for 2020, being a great man as you are, and one that has many people following? What are your plans for 2020?
My plans, good morning, Dr. Cappuccino, listener audience, to enhance the outreach of the International Platform of Peace, especially in regards to the pestilence, this coronavirus, reach out to the senior citizens in our communities, check on their welfare, mobilize the members of Platform of Peace, be more vigilant, check on your neighbors. I understand about this distant thing and so forth and so on, but a lot of our immune systems will will abstain this virus and fight against this virus. Got senior citizens in our communities. We need to check on them, check on their welfare. We need to look out for each other. We certainly need to be vigilant on the telephone, Facebook, using technology, email, Twitter, whatever we can, video, graphing, all those kinds of things. But the most important thing, since we have to minimize physical contact, let's reach out to our neighbor. We are our neighbor, our brother and sister's keeper, and we need to make sure that if anyone's at risk in our community, and senior citizens especially, they can't get help, that we be an advocate for them, to call the authorities for them, get them help so that they can get some medical professional, a doctor or somebody to treat them. Because if they're not treated and they're at risk in our communities, it could spread throughout. So we're putting the emphasis on that, and then when we're able to travel, we'll travel again. But right now, we're certainly reaching out to our senior citizens, our community, and I think that's very valuable because they have the wisdom of how we have learned and how far we can go in society.
I love it. Oh, you're right after my own heart. I really love it. I love senior citizens. And every week we are blasting something out about the seniors being isolated. Some of them can't get out. They're fearful to go get bags of groceries. Where I live, I've seen a big van pull up, and about 8 or 9 people got out with 2 big bags and plastic bags and boxes of food. And it's interesting, they didn't go to one door. They took the hands full. They were just going all in the neighborhood to see, from what I was told. Who needs food, who don't have food. They didn't pick out a particular neighborhood or anything. They just woke up as a group. I won't name the group. And they said that they were going to get out of it. Now, you know what Colonel Harrison said really strikes me, because, you know, we got an edict to go ye therefore. It didn't say if there was a virus lurking in the neighborhood, if there was disease in the street. Our command did not come from any human being that said, oh, well, I'm going to stay in because, you know, the virus is out there. I'm not going to go out and sit by anybody because the virus is out there. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to get on the bus. You know what? Hey, footmen, those from a higher calling, those of you listening to a higher calling, go ye therefore. Go ye therefore means go ye therefore. Has nothing to do with whether you live or die. The command is, go ye therefore into the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, how you want to do it, that's between you and that God. Someone says Psalm 98:13 or Psalm something says that people may know that you, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the earth. I used to know this because it's but if you have been given a charge, and that charge is to help you make your life worth living, go on out there, sally forth. If you take one foot to your neighbors, you have done something. Find out who needs food. Find out who needs medicine. Find out who even needs a ride somewhere. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you were born and your destiny was to live until you're 31, you're out of here at 31. Live to be 190, you're out of here at 190. Fear ye not, fear not. You were not given the spirit of fear. What can you do to make your life worth living? Cause someone else's life to be worth living. God bless you. We'll look to hear from you, 516-595-8247, or to be with you in spirit on the Global Vision for Living Today show next Saturday, 8 a.m. God bless you and everything you do. Have a great weekend.